You are with Movie on Mike, the bi-weekly podcast to take you through the exciting world of digital streaming, know the latest OTT trends, thought leadership notes, insightful discussion, and much more in a bite-sized podcast for your listening pleasure.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is at your end. This is your host, Jaydeep Subhashish, on your favorite streaming podcast, Movie on Mike. Before starting today's episode, I would like to thank all my listeners for showing immense love to our podcast, Movie on Mike, which is apparently the only streaming podcast in the digital streaming industry dedicated to streaming and the technology behind. I still remember when the movie think tank gathering in the conference room pitched this idea of hosting a one-of-its-kind podcast to talk about how the streaming industry is powering some phenomenal viewing experience, which needs its due attention as they unfold along with the time. While helping a 700-plus customer base across 40-plus countries worldwide, we realized each customer of Movie has a unique use case and unique story that needs to be told. Movie's 100% customizable OTT platform has powered the ambitions of businesses who believed in the power of video and audio to run their business and trust Movie's industrial prowess for taking off their content distribution and delivery endeavors from Silicon Valley to all the way to China. With growth, however, comes responsibility. And global means truly global, omnichannel, always accessible in whatever time zone the customer is. Support services of SaaS companies, hence, are very tricky. All SaaS products are, by definition, not finished. When you build a software application, there will always be features missing from your product. It just happens to all SaaS products. It is as simple as that. But if a missing feature keeps showing up in the support requests you get, adding that feature is probably not a bad idea. In fact, that's the whole strength and uniqueness of Movie's platform, customizable the way you want. By enabling customers to have what suits their business, you will make them happier and they will stick around longer. However, there are always two sides to every story, because with customizability comes rigorous support as well. A study recently conducted by Zendesk showed that 67% of users prefer self-service support over speaking to a company representative. And a whopping 91% said that they would use a knowledge base if it met their needs. So often the first trace of support, in fact, companies provide in the website itself with a clearer FAQ section. The more comprehensive the FAQ section, the better it is. In addition, there are help sections, there are communities, and there are many other ways companies follow. To help customers find support at their fingertips, you know, they all try harder. But sometimes, is it enough? Perhaps you all agree that it isn't. Because customer accounts and support management is a vault in itself. And to talk about this supremely important aspect of any business today, we have a guest with us who has 10-plus years of experience in this field exclusively. He is an information technology expert with international business exposure and inherent drive to thrive in multi-vendor environments. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my guest for today on Movie on Mike, Dibya Maharana, the head of Movie's account management and support team. Welcome to Movie on Mike, Dibya.
Thank you, Jaydeep. Thanks for having me. I look forward to this interaction.
Great. First of all, Dibya, it's been a pleasure to have you here. And, just as I say it, I realize we have never met in person, isn't it? I think you joined last year, Movie, and just before the pandemic, I guess. And then, we started all working from home and the offices are closed still. We still are working from home and we have been working from home for more than a year now, as I realize. So do you miss working at the office? My first question would be this.
Oh, yes, Jaydeep. I mean, we all industry professionals were waiting eagerly to come back to normal, and we were missing the coffee tables, the chit chats on the office corridors, the leniency or the comfort level to just right. Turn around the corner and reach out to your fellow associate. So that is something we're missing. And yes, let's hope we get out of this pandemic soon.
Same here. In fact, you know, the office space has its own charm and appeal, isn't it? I mean, you meet people by the corridor, in the coffee, in the cafeteria, you know, for over a cup of coffee. And you just, this window talkings. I especially miss that myself personally. So I certainly, you know, want my office space back. And I hope this pandemic subsides very soon so that even we also get to meet each other in our office. Speaking of that, Divya, first of all, as I said that this is your first podcasting experience, or have you before featured on any podcast?
I have featured before with Sprinkler in movie. Okay. This is the first one.
Okay, great. So, Divya, first of all, I would like to request you to briefly tell, our audience about something about you and your journey in the industry.
Sure. So, Jadeep, my experience has been, as you told, close to 11 years in the industry. And I started off working as a business intelligence consultant during my initial years. Then slowly I moved on to product management. And from there onwards, I went into the product ownership role, which was with most of the startup unicorn companies like Sprinkler from New York, BirdEye from Ohio. And then the last stint was with MR Digital in Dubai. And across all these experiences, as I told, they were all startups. So it entitled me to have an exposure on all customer-facing interactions, be it product marketing, be it account management, be it negotiations, or be it support. And hence, with this experience, I have now joined MOVI, where I am exploring dedicatedly my work experience to channelize the efforts on account management and support services and see how best can I deliver. This is still something which I am also learning on the go.
Right. Yeah, it's always a learning experience, isn't it? Irrespective of how much experience you have. Yeah. And, how much skill you are or how well equipped you are. It is always a learning experience for all. And it's very important that you keep that intent, inside you alive. And, that's really make this whole professional field and this working space interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Divya, you have worked across different verticals in your extensive experience. I was going through your LinkedIn profile just before this podcast. Mm-hmm. And, that's just the part of the homework. And, how familiar do you think, or how familiar does it seem to you, the OTT industry, from your point of view? How do you differentiate the SaaS support from the support services of other industry verticals? Because, every other companies, irrespective of the industry, they offer a dedicated customer support. I want that how Divya looks at the SaaS support services, how they are different from the support services of other companies from other, different industry verticals.
Okay, so that's a very good question, Jadeep. And with my experience on different industry verticals, be it telecom, be it real estate, or be it social media marketing, one thing which stands out very prominently with OTT industries support services, that the OTT platforms, from the technical aspect, have taken a leap bound change in terms of innovation of what has transpired, which was in OTT in the last 2 years, and what Delta has been added into the platform or the industry in the last 2 years. With COVID situation coming in, the situation has been such that not even most of the platforms who were in this domain had envisioned that going virtual, going content way, where we are virtually meeting and discussing everything, that would be so much required in this near future. And hence, if you talk about the turnaround time, if I get an issue on any telecom subscriber, the turnaround time can wait, and somebody can raise a request that my subscription is not working, or the plan which I subscribe to on my telephone is not working, or the bandwidth is not is exhausted. So that can wait for 1 day, 2 days. But with OTT industry, the content, the video on demand or the live video streaming, the turnaround time and the response time has to be in hours, not in days. So that is something that is a big difference which I see from other industry verticals. And as I told previously, the second is the kind of innovation which has gotten into OTT industry purely because of the fact that the customer base has asked for more, and hence the industry is working towards building up more things. So the learning curve is also increasing very steeply, and hence the support team and the account team has to keep abreast with the advancements in the OTT platform and be ready to support.
Correct. I think I totally agree. In fact, you just rightly said that in the SaaS industry, that you have to deliver to your customers in hours, not in days, because that sort of demand they have, and that's also signifies the robust the overall ecosystem is. So Dipya, movie support is known to be largely customer driven. I think from the inception itself, that we have a very clear mindset about that how our support service is going to be. And it also gets even difficult when movie has the customizable intent, ingrained in the DNA of movie. I hope you are trying to understand what I'm trying to suggest here. Like, we offer a completely customizable platform. So whenever any particular customer wants to build a particular feature on top of the platform, they can build on movie platform. So this is a very good feature and one of the USPs of movie. But this also makes your task difficult, isn't it? So how easy or difficult do you find, managing such requests and meet the respective ATAs, and how do you do that?
Jaideep, the way to handle this is probably in the introduction itself, you had answered this question, that most of the, as we are a 100% customizable platform, mm-hmm. we have been working along with this approach from day one, right? Correct. So over the past 8 to 10 years of our existence, whatever custom requests have come our way, we have tried hard to accommodate it. So with that robust backend structure or infrastructure in place, when we receive requests for customizations, it is largely on the user interface side, and the backend is anyways ready to scale up.
Right.
Just to explain further, that somebody might want a registration pop-up window to have a extra button or an extra flow or an extra checkpoint or a validation. Mm-hmm. But registration as a functionality is already built, because at some point, some person in the history would have asked for it, right?
True.
In an effort to accommodate customizations request, what we have been able to achieve is that 90% of the industry standard features are readily available on the platform. Mm-hmm. And of the 10% which we receive, they are mostly niche features or advanced features, and the customers are okay to wait with a timeline on and quotation on cost and effort. But we are able to build something soon because the backend infrastructure is anyway ready, and we have all the APIs, the backend structure related to payments, related to streaming, related to user management. So that helps us manage these kind of customizations requests from the customer.
Right. Understood. Dipya, having said that, customers demand. And they hardly care about the challenges that we face or the engineering faces, or whatever the technical challenges normally, we have to, face or get exposed to, as per their demand. So a slight delay in the delivery it is kind of considered normal in this industry. So here the support agents and account managers have a very crucial role to play, isn't it? Staying connected with both customers and internal teams is a gigantic task, yeah. That is very conveniently ignored and often not discussed. So, the key human trait that we talk about and people talk about in this support services is the empathy, and the industry largely talks about it as a must-have trait among support personnel. You have to be very empathetic. You have to, talk to the customers, you have to talk to the in-house people, and simultaneously you have to, bridge the gap, bridge the communication. So how your teams bridge this gap between a demanding customer and the delivery department?
Yeah, so Jaideep, as you correctly mentioned, that it is largely true for any software as a service platform that there is a crunch of resource and the deliveries get invariably delayed by a couple of weeks or a couple of months, depending on the complexity of the project and the timelines. The way we do it differently from the other platforms or the other players in the market is that a customer is not necessarily demanding from day one, right? They demand only when, I mean, they demand, or the other word could be they escalate or they raise a concern only when they see a gap. As you told, the communication is the lifeline of what we do. I mean, if I can draw an analogy, it is the RBC and WBC of the blood cell. So the customer, from my experience, what I could tell you is that the customers generally are not that worried or concerned with a delay of 1 week or 2 days or 5 days or that, for that matter, even month. But what they appreciate or what they need is that they should be apprised with timely updates. We should keep them updated about any deviations in timelines, or in some cases there is a there is an approach of preparing an MVP model for them, as in, let's say the customer comes in with 10 plus requirements or 20 requirements and there was a timeline committed to them. Halfway in the project we realized that for n number of reasons, the customer has added more into the scope, the engineering has missed out on scoping a couple of feasibility analysis or whatever the reason, and we see envision a delay. So we then keep the customer updated on all these matters as soon as we understand it internally, and then try to find out a middle ground wherein we understand the account managers who are solution architects for this business. They sit in close discussions with the customer and try to find out what is a minimum viable product with which the customer can go and launch the website or the store or the application. And then we try to rebuild or reinvent the project planning cycle again midway. So, I mean, overall, it is a super agile project management approach which we try to bring in to accommodate or to help customers with the delayed projects. But as I told, when you try to empathize and you try to understand that what is that is the pain point of the customer is, and we, I mean, there would be 10 different issues, but the customer would not be worried about all 10. There would be only one or two issues which would be causing the pain. So if we talk more, as I told, if we communicate more, then we come to know about what is that exact priority, and we then try to address those issues first and then manage the escalation accordingly.
Right. I think to my audience, I think these are some real support related insights that Dibya is sharing with us. You rightly talked about that. That reaching out to customers and, solving the issues which are perhaps the most important to customers, rather than talking about the additional or ancillary issues which perhaps carry lesser importance. And it is very important. And as you rightly said that, customers are not always demanding from day one. And this, I think our audience can, figure out that how a typical SaaS support setup works. And guys, you were just listening right from Dibya, who heads customer account and support at Movie. Dibya was going through the customer audit report while doing this homework for this episode. And we have a flat culture, and anybody can access all the related documents, and we can see on intranet, and it is all open to all. And this audit report, I would like to say that for the first time I went through it, and I was quite surprised that such kind of reports are so exclusively and extensively available for anyone to refer to. And I was super happy to know that 71%, nearly 71% of customers of Movie have an association with us for more than 3 years. And it's a great number as far as customer retention is concerned. So what's the secret behind? Is it the versatility of the Movie platform as a whole, or the sheer patience and the efficiency of your team, the account and support team, or it's the blend of both? What do you think?
So, Jaideep, I mean, to answer it honestly, it is more to do with the product, because the product is robust, and in terms of features, in terms of quality, in terms of completeness, and hence we as account management and support have our job quite easy, or I would not say easy, fairly manageable, where we want to we would use these points to help customers be with us for more than 3 years, more than 4 years, so whatever the number is. Mm-hmm. But the reason behind this is the completeness of the product, the robustness of the product. We are one of the early movers in this industry with from more than 8 to 10 years of expertise in building these applications, OTT applications. So that is one. The second is we have a never say no attitude to custom developments, as we spoke earlier also, right?
Yes.
That we generally, it is, 90% of the chances in cases, we never say no to the customer on any custom development request. In those 10% cases also where we tell them no, it is only because of cost issues or timeline issues. And then we have our movie preferred partners who can build that for them. Mm-hmm. So that is the reason that customers have that faith in us, that if we go to movie with a business problem, they will never say no to us. They can tell us there is a delay, we cannot do it, or someone else can do it, but they will never, they will not go back without a solution to us. So that has primarily been the main USP behind having customers who have stuck with us for more than 3 years now.
Correct. I think I can't agree more. And here I'd like to tell my audience that, you know, Movie's a highly customizable platform offers unlimited customizability. And that's why we have 100 plus unique features in our platform currently. And the list is only here to grow. Divya, you are a customer facing team. You know, I also work for marketing team. We are also customer facing team, and we kind of, you know, understand that how it is difficult or how it is easy, you know, to talk to the customers, the visitors, or you know, just a random visitor on the website, and it's certainly not easy. You know, we stay in sync with both the sales team and the product team. And, you know, and how do you maintain that sync? You know, not to forget, your teams often stay more answerable for all the promises that the sales team makes, and how to properly convey, you know, the back-end challenges to a customer without panicking them or keeping the business environment healthy and optimistic, which is basically, you know, the accounts management's role. And it's a big responsibility to keep the customer, you know, positive and overall business environment healthy, optimistic while we fix a bug or, you know, develop a unique feature for them. So how do you maintain that sync between the sales team and the product team and, you know, achieving the customer's, you know, wish?
So, Jaideep, this is by far the best question which we are discussing right now. And to be honest, sales, if you empathize, sales is more aggressive in terms of selling, right? So right. They would try to sell, they would try to be in a hurry to close a lead, right? And convert it to a customer. So they are under immense pressure to commit on timelines or commit on features, commit on performance, and they would eventually close a lead. So that is sales is more aggressive on the product, on the product platform.
Correct.
The product team is more futuristic. I mean, they are not interacting with customers day to day or leads in day to day exercises. And they are trying to build a futuristic product from their viewpoint of or understanding of the support tickets or the request which come in via us. Account management or support is the only function which is a bridge between these two. From the aggressive to the futuristic, we are somebody who is more realistic, and we are managing the on-ground situation.
Right.
We cannot say no to the customers, as you told, that sales would have committed something. Yes. And we cannot also go back and say product to build everything which is requested, because the product would have their internal roadmaps also, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So, yes. So that this becomes a challenge on prioritization, Jaideep. Whatever requests come our way, the prioritization is taken as such that what is the opportunity cost of doing a particular feature against not doing something else.
Right.
And it is always in the best case scenario of who would benefit, if the customer would benefit, and then what would the product benefit of from having this feature against the other. And hence, the rationality will take a front seat. And because we have account managers who sync with the customers on the weekly calls, we try to put forward business use cases and the solutions to make them understand the rationality of this feature not being developed as part of phase one delivery and something else being built because of that. I mean, for an example, if you take a customer would have come up with two requests, for example. Mm-hmm. One is customizations on the website, that is the user interface, the template, and the other would be the recommendation engine. Right. So advancements to the recommendation engine in terms of logic of what content should show and what are the variables which should be taken into consideration for recommendations. Right. So, consider the situation that we can only do one. In that case, we will anyway prioritize the custom developments on the template, that is the user interface. The reason being that if you don't even have a template or a user interface for the users to interact, where would you show the recommendation engine?
Correct.
Where would you pull in the recommendations? So this is this was a very relatively simple example, but the real world examples are complex. The bottom line is that account management, being realistic, we try to bring in rationality into the discussion by helping them explain the opportunity cost of doing something else by not doing the other features. And most of the customers understand, right? Everybody has to run a business.
Right. Correct. So,
that is how we bridge this gap, Jaideep. Hope that answers your question.
I think that's perfectly answers my question, Divya. Divya, you know, we have a very strong support service. And I mean, it's largely known to be customer driven, and we provide 24/7 support. And there are multiple factors to it. You know, we provide the SLA services, and we have movie professional services as well. So, you know, people can always get this information on the website. But since, the man of the moment, you are with us today, I would like to request you to, shed light on movie professional services and our other support related, services that differentiates movie support from the industry rivals. Can you please shed light on those?
Yeah. So, Jaideep, that is again an extra step to bring in the 100% customizable platform. Not only the users or the customers request something on the platform to be built from the code aspect, they would need bigger customers would not have the in-house competency to work on the platform and get the stuff ready from them on the CMS side also. Right. Or they would need end user support for getting the tickets addressed for their end users who are using the platform.
Okay.
So when we say 100% customizable platform, the customizations are not limited to the code aspect, but they are extended to the non-coding scenarios as well. And hence, we have a dedicated team of professional services team who help the customer in multiple ways. As I told, the CMS management, the content uploads, setting up users' queries, end users' customer queries via the e-ticketing engine. So this is how this is how we differentiate ourselves from our industry rivals.
Correct. And if I'm not wrong, to my audience, movie support system, the customers gets the level of support depending on their plan they pick. And we commit, going as high as committing an SLA of 30 minutes initial response time, along with a dedicated account manager support. I think that's one of the major factors that distinguishes, and that is perhaps the fastest in the industry, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. And in some cases, we don't only limit to the higher plans having a dedicated account manager. If we envision a particular customer who is on a lower plan, but we see there is a lot of traffic into the store and they are very bullish about the business and it is growing also. And they're now asking more questions. They're more curious about new features. So we go above and beyond what is written on the website to help them more. There have been instances where we have assigned on-demand account managers for standard and professional customers also, given the growth opportunity and our conviction that they would grow more.
I think that speaks volume about our support, Divya. You mentioned an extremely important thing here, that irrespective of the plan the particular customer is in, you know, we are flexible. We commit to, you know, full support, and we completely realize that how important for a customer his or her business is. And if they have trusted Moovy, they are going to get that, you know, diligent and uninterrupted support from our team. Ladies and gentlemen, Moovy support system and headed by Divya is, they are known to be the most lenient and patient listeners. And there's some set of amazing people at Moovy and who have been working, who are working 24/7, 365 days, even in Christmas. So, Divya, I think there was some intense discussion we had, and we talked about the Moovy support services, account management, a little bit of our customers, and our strategy, and our policy, our approach. And perhaps, you know, as we progress towards the end of the podcast, maybe I would like to, you know, try to make things a bit more light here, and we can have some casual discussion, and that is not technically related to the, you know, the intense world of SaaS support. But yes, I'll be quickly asking you some questions which falls under a rapid fire round that that will require you to answer to some questions that I'll be asking, and you don't have any time to think about it. You just have to answer the question whatever comes to your mind first. So are you ready for it?
Sounds interesting, Jaydeep. I'll give it a try.
Sure. So we're going to start, and it's 1, 2, 3. So name 3 customers of Moovy, Divya, who are the oldest among our clientele. Do you remember those?
Yeah. So on the top of my mind, it is YAY, Big Box, and Cathayplay and Eduflix.
Okay, I think you said 4 and I asked 3, and that shows, yes, this is Divya Maharana for you, always on top of his job. The last customer you emailed before coming to this podcast?
I don't email customers, directly myself, because there is a team of account managers who handle customers. But the last email with respect to a customer on internal communication was for Canada Music Center, CMC.
Okay. And a demanding customer and a customer not attended at all. Who would you advise your team to reply first?
That's a tricky one. But I would suggest getting to the demanding customer first, because we at least know about their priorities and the urgency there. But for the new customer, we have not even interacted anything once, or we have no commitments to fall back on. So I would say, given an opportunity, I would leave the unattended one and go to the demanding one.
Oh, that's wise. Okay. So the last customization request by a customer, our team fulfilled.
Okay. That's, there are multiple, but the one which is on top of my mind is the gifting API feature which we built for Nike.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, so here Divya just shared that Nike is one of our privileged customers. And okay, Divya, one common thing most of our customers like about Moovy platform?
As I told, the completeness of the platform. I mean, you have everything. I mean, whatever you can think of having in an OTT platform, we have it. There is hardly anything which a customer would ask us and we do not have.
Yes, we're very comprehensive, it is indeed. Yeah. And Divya, one thing you love about Moovy?
The work culture, Jaydeep. I have worked with multiple organizations across the globe, and The work culture is something I have not worked in person, as you told. I have been all through remote for the last 1 year. But the work culture, I mean, the writing culture, the communication culture, the process, where the robust processes which we have to clearly define what needs to be done, how are the priorities to be set. That is something which I have, I mean, seldom seen in bigger companies also. So that is something which I admire about Movie.
That's great. I think the rapid fire round ends here. I think you did exceptionally well, on Dipya. So how was the experience overall on Movie on Mic? Did you like talking to us?
Oh, I would love to interact on future scenarios also, given an opportunity. I mean, I had never spoken about in detail about the challenges or the achievements of what we are doing. So this was probably a opportunity for me also to share this to external audiences of what are the daily challenges which we face and how do we overcome that. So thank you, Jaideep, for having me and giving me an opportunity to candidly discuss through all these points.
Absolutely, my pleasure, Dipya. In fact, it was the whole objective, of this particular episode. We talked to Ankit, our head of business development. We talked to Nikhil, the head of product. And we had Anshuman also. This year's first podcast was with Anshuman. And we are currently, bringing all the leaders of Movie, to come to our podcast and speak their mind. Must speak their work and speak our culture, which actually, in fact, one of its kind, and that differentiates us from the industry rivals. And this is something that I am personally very proud that I could, provide a platform where we can speak about such things, and Movie on Mic is that platform. To my audience, Movie has a dedicated support team that constantly works around the clock to provide our customers support, via different modes. It can be a very structured ticket system that we use internally. It can be email. It can be live chat. It can be, and we have multiple other features like the online tutorials, help articles, and everything. So we provide a complete support ecosystem on the website and on the platform as well. And, this is being headed by one of, somebody like Dipya, who has extensive experience in this field. And today he shared with us, the insights from his team, from his work, and how Movie's support system, support service, our professional service, and a lot more other things, which you can always find on movie.com website, www.movie.com. And you can just come to the support services page right on the bottom of the website, and you can get more information related to Movie support. Dipya, thank you so much for featuring on Movie on Mic. And it was a pleasure indeed talking to you. And it was not only insightful, but also you did well in the rapid fire round. And with this, I'm your host, Jaideep, signing off for today. Until next time, you guys, don't be a stranger. Keep in touch and say something, because we are all ears. Because Movie on Mic is the platform is only for you people, where we talk, educate, and nurture your thoughts about digital streaming in simple language. So drop a message, say a hi, or just send a smile. You know where to find us anyway, isn't it? It's www.movie.com, the cozy, comfy place where we stay, live, and breathe. Thank you, Dipya, for featuring on Movie on Mic.
Likewise, Jaideep. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's not the end of the story. You can follow www.movie.com for more information, and reach out to marketing@movie.com for any queries you have.